Good morning, man. I am so bad at that. You'll understand why. I am sitting at a cafeteria. So my sincere apologies. I'm sitting at a cafeteria. I was chasing my tail here. I was trying to get my act together. And I'm in a splendid part of the world. I'm sitting at a table. An aluminium table overlooking the ocean, not even 30 meters away, outside the surf club, and I'm about to do the Na Na Republic, and I've had a fantastic morning, a truly fantastic morning. Let me just switch over to calm and greet everyone. So in what I can see, there's me, Rolly, your host for today. And today is, or at least the year is, 2023. The month is June. The day is the 24th of June. So it's, we're 1 minute into the day according to UTC, Universal Coordinated Time. And I'm really looking forward to chatting. I wish I could say I had prepared a great show. I haven't, but I'm going to ramble. And as such, I think that might be more fun. And obviously, I'm going to... did you hear that? Coffee ready for Roland. So I've got to get the show... I've got to get some music on so I can go and collect my coffee. But let me not get distracted yet, because I can wait for my coffee, because I'm with my friends. And I was saying, who's online? Let me just check again. So obviously, yours truly. Then user 724, Audio M, Supernova, Froggy Me. Hey, Froggy, old pal. So nice to have you here. Thank you. And then I have Retsu, and then further down the track, I have me again, and I have a few others. So what are we saying? We're talking, actually. It's greetings mostly. Claudio M is practicing his Dutch in the meantime. His Deutsch, his German. User 24. Is talking about the text wall. Retsu reckons that Audio M is a really busy guy, and I know what Froggy's doing. He's chillaxing and relaxing. At least that's my guess. So I'm going to get out of the way for a second, and I'm going to play some tunes. And based on those tunes, I'll be back. And while this one is playing, I shall go and get my coffee. And then, after that, I'm going to put a post on Mastodon, and I shall share the link, just to share with you exactly where I am and what I'm doing. And I think I'll actually go into this app, and I will go to this section. And I will press this button. It's quite a I actually start off with this song. I like this song. This is April Sun and Cuba. It's an Australian band, back from the 80s, and it's a very nice feel good tune. Let's keep it going. I'm just going to check my levels because I think I got them up quite high. Yeah, I do. That sounds great. I've learned this from Snowdust and Froggy. When they talk over their chitter chatter, it's always such good quality. And I go, man, what are they doing right? Good old Stokesauce also gets it right. And in fact, oh, I don't know, I shouldn't do it, but I took a photo of his studio yesterday. It was awesome. I really, really wanted to share it, but it's his studio, so I don't know what I shall do. But, let me tell you a little bit about what's going on. I've been missing a couple of shows, and I've been struggling to get things done, and it's been winter and I've put on a few kilograms and I've been really battling to get up in the morning and go running. So this morning I gave my good wife a hug in bed and said, I'm out of here, man, I'm going to the beach, which is my favorite haunt and it's one of the things I love doing. But it's cold, so I jumped in the little little bubble car because it's easiest and quickest and warmest, whereas my van has got gaps and holes in it, and air blows through and no heating. And anyway, I got to the beach and the park run was just starting, so yet again I missed it. But instead I walked along the ocean. It was awesome, 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 awesome. And then I thought, do I shoot home and do my show from home and wait for my lovely wife to, you know, give us some breakfast, or have they already had breakfast and I'm going to miss out? So I chose the venue I've chosen. So I'm at the beach outside the Surf Life Savers Club, and I got lots to say, but right now I'm struggling to remember anything. So I'm going to play some more songs and I'll be right back. I think it's fading in and out because I had my mic on mute, and because I'm in a busy crowd, it's picking up other people's sounds, so I shall try to recall to mute my mic.
Jump in my car, I wanna take you home. Jump in my car, it's too far to walk on your own.
No, my dear friends, that's what I'd really like now. All of you guys to jump in my car. And everyone, you know, I wish we could all get together and just hang out. And you know, there'd be some weirdos. I mean, I gotta put myself in that bucket. And there'd be some very ordinary people, and some recluses, and some shy people, and some extroverts. And but you know what? That's what we're made of. And it would be really nice if we could all jump in my car and go for a drive to the Banana Republic. Jump in my car. Adam, my dear friend, it'd be so nice if you and Claire could come over and just hang out. And to be honest, it's only about, I reckon it's about 17, maybe, I'm going to go for 20 degrees. I'm very bad at temperatures. But look, I could go for a swim right now. And it's an Australian winter, so it's just the mornings. And I'm up in the country, like I'm 30 k's from the ocean. What's that, 20 something miles. And it's a bit chillaxing. No, it's a bit chillo, it's not chillaxing. Chillaxing is relaxing. But it's only cold in the morning. And also because I live in an old Queenslander with wooden floors and decent ceilings and multi-levels. It's a very old house, 80 years old, but it's home. It's home, and my four kids love it. But they're all grown up now, and they still stay there. Three of them do. But I digress. Let's just see who else is on there. Let's stay focused. M. Chamley, hello. Fog. Com party. Yes, it's a sort of com party. I just wish I could spend more time with you lads. Anyway, Oak 3, good to see you here too. This is the theme song for the Nana Republic. The reason I like that song is because it reminds me of my childhood. I remember it from way ago. But I shan't labour it, because we hear it most weeks. So I shall pause, and I shall look around for some more fun music. And you know what? I'll use this opportunity to chat a bit, because we got some smart folks in. We always do. Any time of the day you can hop on and find people on there. And I have a dilemma, and I shall make it public. It's a technical issue. Let me just check that it's coming through. Yeah, it is. It's a technical issue. I listen to really good shows on a non-radio, and I listen to podcasts elsewhere, and I need a way to capture it, because I listen on my phone or I listen in the bath, and I would love to just press record. I think if you have an Android, you can do that sort of thing. You can have a podcast playing and somehow recorded with another application. But if you have an iPhone, which I'm not, you know, the one is as bad as the other, but if you have that, you don't seem to be able to do that. So I kind of like want to have a little device that I can record decent quality when I hear it. And I'm often with people and they have great conversations, and those ones are easier, because I can just go to my voice messages and record it, and they work perfectly. But I'm often in the bath, and if I could only find an easy way. So the best I've come up with, and that was today, was to have another phone handy, so even an iPhone, and then I could somehow record. But what I need is a little analog device to plug into the iPhone Lightning cable and run that into something that keeps it clean, and then have a jack out of that into another iPhone. But at the same time, it would have to actually record. Have the vocals coming over, so the audio, so I can hear when to start and when to pause, or when to stop, or when to rewind. Because that's what happens. I get a really nice 3-minute segment and I go, dang, I've got to record that. And I often pen down a quick note on a piece of paper and hope to come back to it, but I never do because I go straight onto something else. So yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to do this and how to do it easily. Because that's the trick. Being creative is sometimes the admission that you can't do things perfectly. You just got to do them when they happen. And on that note, I was walking along the beach, and one of my little maxims is do it now. And I preach that to myself because I am the greatest procrastinator. So I was walking along the beach and I was thinking about all the different things you learn listening to an on radio. Take, for example, Froggy Me's show. You'll hear about musicians you've never even known existed, and you'll hear about music. And if you listen to Tobe, there are gems hidden in there. And if you listen to Publius, you got to put your thinking cap on first, you know. And after that, you've got to give it some serious thought. And he too has nuggets of gold in there. And I recorded one of them recently. But they pass. And so, yeah, I've got this problem. That's my problem. And if you guys can figure out how to solve it, I'd be very, very thankful and grateful. And then, of course, you've got Jeff. Jeff, DJ Damaru. He's got pearls of wisdom. And they're interspersed between quite long meditation sort of songs, and I quite enjoy that. And then we got McCormick. He has got some thumping sounds, and I'll never forget his reggae show. And then you've got old Screwtape. They've such nice people on here. And then you've got so much, and I can't get through it all. I just can't get through it all. So there's a song, Just Can't Get Enough, and I kind of like feel like that sometimes. Alrighty, so I'm hopping back into my sound machine, and I am going to go for it again. But I wish I could ensure, just hang in with me there, friends, while I figure out what I'm doing. Why? The other thing I should learn to do is just pause. You know who does that well is the guy who does that really well is Publius. He will stop and you'll hear a little keyboard going clickety clack, and then you'll hear the paper going scrumple scrumple. And then he will sometimes sigh, and then he will explain something that requires, like I said, your thinking cap. But you won't need a thinking cap to tune in to this show. This is a really easy show to listen to. This is Interstellar Punk, I say as I try to shovel a bacon and egg bricky burger into my grub, and as I try and listen to the monitor, watch all the lovely people around me. I've got and the ocean and the guys on the ocean and the guys meeting up for coffee, and as I try cautiously not knock my coffee over my Mac. I'm here and you tuned in to the Banana Republic, and I mean one of my favorite places of the week, which is hanging out with my pals on SDF. You know, it's just an interesting place. If you're listening in and you're curious and you're wondering what this is all about, in the future or in the past, SDF is like a public access Unix system which allows people of all sorts to hang out together and just be nice to each other, I suppose, and that's what they are. Every now and again someone gets offended, but I've only seen that once or twice, I think, and I don't know how those things happen, but I suppose they do. And that's part of living in a community. But in a community you've just got to, you know, if somebody's on the table next to you making a racket, you've got to get up and move to the next table. But you don't have to leave the venue. And I'm thinking about all the beautiful people around me. There's a young lady with two young kids. There's another family with a couple of kids. There's a dad getting grey with his board shorts on and his young daughter. Some kids on the surf. So yeah, lots of kids. And then around here there's two pug-nosed bulldoggy sorts of things. I can't remember what the guy called it, but they're waiting for their treat, because this cafe serves treats for dogs, like a dog lollipop or something, I heard them say. And they were hugging and kissing, and then behind me there's another group of ladies that look like, oh, what are they? They got their caps on, they got their comfy shoes, their water bottles. They're pushing 67, 60, oh, I don't want to say. Alongside me we've got another old granny, and another old fellow over there, and the lifesavers there looking out at the ocean. And they either looking out at the ocean or watching people shower. Both are pleasant sights often. Across the way there, I've got Douglas firs popping out on the headland, a lighthouse over there, another chick running across here with her running shoes. And a puppy barking, and I have ceased shoveling. Ah, and I've dropped food on my laptop. Hang on a minute. Oh, look at the mess. Anyway, it'll be okay. Let's keep this show rolling. I'll jump over that song because it's a bit too slow for the roll stuff.
endlich durchgecheckt. Steht sie da und wartet auf den Start. Alles klar, Experten streiten sich um ein paar Daten. Die Crew hat dann noch ein paar Fragen doch. Der Countdown läuft. Effektivität bestimmt das Handeln. Man verlässt sich blind auf den anderen. Jeder weiß genau, was von ihm abhängt. Jeder ist im Stress. Doch Major Tom macht einen Scherz.
Dann hebt er ab und völlig losgelöst von der Erde schwebt das Raumschiff völlig
überwunden, alles läuft perfekt. Schon seit Stunden wissenschaftliche Experimente, doch was nützen die? Am Ende denkt sich Major Tom. Im Kontrollzentrum, da wird man panisch, der Kurs der Kapsel, der stimmt ja gar nicht. Hallo Major Tom, können Sie hören? Wollen Sie das Projekt denn so zerstören?
Pretty tough to compete with the real Major Tom, both in musically and also in real life, I would imagine, because he had some kind of, what did he even call it himself, something attraction, he called it, anyway, that was Al Schilling singing Major Tom. But I'm gonna pause that, and because I like faster music still, and I think we all deserve some faster music. Oops.
We'll be right back.
Jazzmaz has just joined us. Welcome, Jazzmaz. Oh, it's nice to see everybody here. And I'm sitting at the ocean side watching, and I'm in a nice little shady area with an umbrella above me, and it's been quite nice. There's a lot of chitter chatter around me and everybody's yakking, and I'm struggling to remember all the things I wanted to say, but I probably can remember a couple of them. One of them is that I have been listening to watching a lot of movies because it's cold, and series. So I've been watching Mrs. Maisel. That's always fun. It's getting a bit crazy. I've been watching House, which are old episodes, and I've never seen it. And I've been watching and catching up on The Simpsons, which is also quite nice. And then I tried Yellowstone, which is a Kevin Costner thing, and then I moved on to 1923, but my wife really got cranky with me because it was a bit creepy, the first episode where they were this young lady was in where the nuns look after them, that kind of school, and I wasn't getting treated very nicely, so I'm not sure what to do there. I don't really like violent movies or anyway, what I meant to say is that I've been doing this because it's been cold and I struggle to operate in the cold, and that's why I miss shows and don't go in calm, and it's even too cold to get my hands out of the bed to listen to Tobe's show at 5:30 my time, which I often do in summer while I eat ginger biscuits. And I had some other things to say, like podcasts, been listening to some really awesome podcasts. Hey, what do you think of the world? It's gone crazy, hey? Like, there's so much weird stuff going on now that places like SDF are welcome retreats, and I'll just hop on there again. Let me just make sure that I can pause this. Mar Baker, I love this song. Just stop a second, we might go back to the beginning. Hold on.
Freeze, I'm Mar Baker. Put your hands in the air, give me all your money.
This is the story of Mar Baker, the meanest cat from old Chicago town.
She was the meanest cat in all Chicago.
old Ma Baker had no heart at all, but we all know that sometimes there's ups and downs, you know. You just never know who you're sitting next to me, who's sitting next to me, or who's who. And I've learned to, over the years, I mean, I'm nearly 60 now, and I've learned finally to provide a gentle answer to people who come at me. So obviously I'm in tech and I'm the IT manager, and you know, people are often hands on their hips and they're in your face and they kind of like want a solution this moment. And I've learned over the years to provide a gentle answer, because you don't know what kind of day somebody's had. And dear old McCormick has had a bumpy week. He's had a bumpy week, and like many of us, and some of us have bumpy weeks at the beginning and it smooths out, and then others of us have a fantastic week and it smooths out, and there's others of us who you start the day perfectly well and then somebody pees on your somebody pees on your leg and calls it rain, and it kind of like ruins everything. But yeah, I've kind of like learned to not retaliate, but to smile and provide a gentle answer. And actually got that out of the good book. The book says a gentle answer turns away much wrath, and it's certainly, I've certainly had occasion where I have you know, given like for like, and it all goes pear-shaped, because somebody growls at you and you growl back, and then they snap back, and then often they have more ammo than you do and they blow you out the water. But that's something we learn with age, I think. And there's this guy called, let me pause this in case there's a good song playing, just a second. Oh, the lazy song, let's stop that. Because what I wanted to say is this: there's this guy called René Girard. And René Girard is a modern day philosopher who is French and who died a while back. But I've seen some fantastic interviews about him, and I've seen him explaining things. And he had this theory called mimic, I can never say it, mnemic theory, that's it, mnemic theory. And it's this idea that humans cannot create a new thing, or at least the way we do things is envy and copying. So we see somebody with something and we want it, and we try to reproduce it or take it, or we see somebody doing something and somebody says hello and we say hello, and somebody says would you like a meal, and we say yes, we'd love a meal, and then we invite them out for a meal. So that's the mnemic theory in a few sentences. But and he says that's the reason why, he argues this is the reason why things get out of hand, because someone threatens someone else with a nuke, so they go and get a nuke and they threaten back, and then somebody presses a button, and I've been learning about this in the COD wars. There's this episode I'm listening to called Heroes and Legends. It's a podcast, and in it, let me just make sure that this is working. Yeah. in it. In this podcast, it talks about the history of the COD and the idea that America was discovered long before Christopher Columbus discovered it, or at least claimed to discover it, and how foods were salted and freeze-dried, or at least, and then talked about Captain Birdseye even right at the end, who we all know, if we've ever had a frozen fish packet of something. Basically the premise is that one person goes out and explores and then another follows, and one person learns to fish differently and the rest follow, and then one person sets up boundaries around their country and say that there's a 3-mile limit or the continental shelf belongs to them, and the nation next door says that it isn't so, and then blows up their schooners and clippers and their ships, and then the merchant navy arrives and wants to, yeah. So this whole thing is based on mimicry or the mimicry theory or mnemic theory, and it's by a guy called René Girard, and really, really nice guy. And I think he actually immigrated to the States in the end, and did a lot of, well, I don't want to say because I'm still reading his works. And let's look at the time. We are 10:54, so I'm going to have to hop into comm and say goodbye to my dear friends. Tobe, in reverse order, Tobe, Ratsu, Claudia M, Harold Debrugen, F. Fogg M. Chamley, Supernova McCormick, and Ratsu, did I mention Ratsu? Claudio M, Jazzmaz, Oak 3, and quite a few others. But I am scrolling. Thankfully, I've got my scroll working properly now. And I can see. So, yeah, Oak 3, Froggy Me, Cordio M, Tobe, M. Shumley, Stug's not here, neither is Screwtape. But they're everywhere else, it seems. And it's nice to see. It's nice to see. It's nice to be. And it's nice to have a community. And I think we all need that. So I'm going to play some other songs and I'm going to say ta-ta for now, because I've been yakking on. People are starting to look at me strangely, which I'm rarely used to anyway. Guys are trio, the guys that sang Da Da Da, which was a classic when I was growing up. But what I want to do now is I want to actually play a song, a very old song, and this is for everybody, which I found, and I don't think it's actually on Spotify. I'm not sure if it's been banned or if it's just not there, or very, very early Billy Idol, and I'm going to play out with that, and I'm going to wish you all well and say love you guys all very much, all you guys and girls and weird ones and ordinary ones and everyone. Nice to have you all here, and thanks for tuning in. I love all your shows. I listen to them in the bath, and I'm trying to figure out how to actually have a player that kind of like stacks them up and just plays live shows one after the other, but I'll figure that out one day. But let me get out the way and play out with this and wish you well and stay strong.
try the foxtrot. I'll eat a mango, you drink a straight scotch. You know I told you, you could be classy. Your bath with the finest champagne. I'll lick your skin dry. I cherish your name. The stakes get higher.